Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Morning. Welcome. Pat Gray Unleashed. We're going to jump right into things here. After I tell you about Riduzone, which is something that could really help you this year if you've made a resolution to get healthier and feel better and look better. This is a weight loss product that just about everybody in the building has used at one time or another and continues to use. It's called Riduzone. It was launched by a local company that produced a metabolite of olive oil, created a patented product that helps people control appetite and lose weight. And it helps you keep weight off. Because when you lose weight, your body thinks you're sick, something bad happened, and it slows down your metabolism. So Riduzone speeds it back up. And it helps control your appetite, and it helps you burn fat. So between those three things, you're going to lose weight. Give it a try. See if you don't love it like so many of us here do. For a short time, we have a 30% off offer for you, our listeners to this show. You just go to Riduzone.com, enter the promo code PAT, and you'll get 30% off a three-month supply. It's Riduzone.com, promo code PAT for 30% off.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right. Democrats have become so radical that it's starting to look like Joe Biden has no place among them. Joe Biden, former vice president, like two years ago, he was vice president, and now they just want to discard him.
And at one point, Biden had the most liberal voting record in the Senate.
Yeah, right. That's right. He's got a ton of experience. He's well-liked. His poll numbers against Trump look good right now. I don't think he'd beat Trump, but they don't want any part of him. They think it's a bad idea that he runs. Why? Because they want fresh, new radicals to step up.
Boy, they've got plenty to choose from right now.
Oh, my gosh. They are so radical in the Democrat Party. And all they keep repeating is how radical Republicans are. The radicals are on the left. And they control that party. They control the Democrat Party. Completely control it. And they've changed their positions I don't know how many times. I mean, it's so bizarre because to show you how radical they are, you have to look at where they were just a short time ago. In 2009, speaking at Georgetown University, Senator Chuck Schumer said illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. He referenced over 600 miles of border fence that had already been built, and he claimed it was a significant barrier to illegal immigration. He claimed it was necessary, claimed it's effective, and now it's immoral somehow. How did that happen? How in the world did that happen? Nancy Pelosi, she tells everybody who will listen that the border wall is immoral. She voted for the border fence in 2006. She voted for it. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, all, in fact, voted for the fence. I mean, that is...
No shame.
That is just... It's unbelievable. When you listened to them in the past on illegal immigration or fences or borders...
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant?
Yeah.
No sane country would do that.
Really?
Right? Guess again.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child,
good. That's
we
a good
reward
thing.
That child
uh-huh.
with U.S. citizenship.
Wow.
And guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides.
It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for
this
a nation
amazing.
Of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
Wow.
I think we can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are
right.
born of illegal immigrants
mm-hmm.
creates a very real problem for
the hate.
I'm deeply opposed to illegal immigration, and I call on the federal government the president and the immigration services to stop the influx of illegal immigrants into this country.
Why?
I believe we have very serious immigration problems in this country. I think, as you've heard today, sanctions against employers who hire illegal immigrants is virtually non-existent. Our border is very porous.
Well, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier.
A barrier?
To prevent
what?
Illegal immigrants from coming in.
You're going to build a barrier?
I do think you have to control your borders.
The hate time.
Wow.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected.
Why?
Undocumented.
Huh?
Unchecked.
Uh-huh.
And circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
That's fascinating.
Is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress.
Okay. So all these loudmouths that are screaming about immoral walls voted for them and opposed illegal immigration in the past. And now they're for both of those things. They don't care about illegal immigration, and they're absolutely adamantly opposed to building a wall or a fence or any kind of structure. What happened? Why? Why? How did that happen? So illegal immigration, they're all super radical on that. They've all changed their mind on that. And that's not the only subject. What about gay marriage? Where were Democrats on gay marriage? Just a short time ago, virtually every Democrat on earth opposed gay marriage, including Barack Obama.
What I believe in my faith is that
in your faith,
a man and a woman,
wow,
when they get married, are performing something before God. And it's not simply the two persons who are meeting.
Oh, I see. When have you said anything else along those lines? Or
define marriage?
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union.
It is. Well, what happened then,
Mr. President? Are you still opposed to same-sex marriage?
I've always been adamant.
Here
that
we go.
Gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, you know, the word marriage
was
something that evokes very powerful traditions.
Yeah, like for
religious
you,
beliefs,
right? Because
so
that's what you said.
But I have to tell you that several years, as I talk to
public opinion change,
friends,
right?
And family. And neighbors, when I think
Red
about
polls.
Members of my own staff,
now that I'm a lame duck president,
incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together. When I think about those
kids.
Soldiers or airmen or Marines or
the military, because
sailors
there's so
who are
many in
out
the military.
There fighting on my behalf, and yet feel constrained.
It's constrained,
even now that "Don't Ask, Don't Tell" is gone, because they're not able to.
To
commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded
at a certain point,
that,
I just saw the polls, and for him personally, to stay in power,
for me to go ahead and affirm
that
I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
So it was a long way to the well, man.
Wow.
It was a long way to the well.
But you're playing dirty today, Pat.
Uh-huh.
You're playing their own words for them.
I know. It's not fair.
How dare you play their own words?
It's like it's like the George C. Scott version of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge, when he turns to the ghost and says, "You use my own words against me." And the ghost says, "Yes. So maybe you should choose your words more carefully."
That's deep, dude.
Yeah.
That's like a deep Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really is. So that was Obama. Hillary Clinton, say perhaps somebody who will probably run again for president. Where was she on gay marriage?
I believe that marriage is
Not just not. A bond, but a sacred bond
a
between
sacred
a man and a woman.
Bond? Wait, a sacred bond between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. What a hate. What a hateful thing
that's,
to say.
So generic. Though,
oh, my. Wow.
I have had occasion in my life to defend marriage.
Yeah.
To stand up for marriage.
Yep, we
to
know.
To believe in the hard work and challenge of marriage.
Sure.
So I take
umbrage, I'll bet, right?
Umbrage at anyone who might suggest that those of us who worry about amending the Constitution are less committed
to
the sanctity of marriage or to the fundamental
bedrock principle
that exists between a man and a woman going back into the mists of history.
Into the mists of history.
One of the founding foundational institutions
of
history and humanity and civilization.
Boy,
she really
that
hemmed,
sounds like she meant
she
it.
She hemmed and hawed that one out, didn't she? Good grief.
I mean, it doesn't get any more powerful testimony for traditional marriage than that, does it? Well, then some bedrock principle changed.
Just to clarify, just one more question on this. Would you say your view evolved since the 90s or that the American public evolved allowing you to state your real view?
That's what I'd
say. I think I'm an American.
There's that laugh we love.
She's an American.
We love
she's
that
really
laugh.
Not, though.
Oh, look, I got some hot sauce in my purse. You want some of that?
Okay.
All evolved. And it's been one
we've
of
all
the
evolved.
Fastest,
and it's
most sweeping transformation. No, I understand that a lot of people already believed in it back in the 90s. A lot of people already supported
not that, but to be fair, Terry, that many.
Not that
were
many,
there
Terry. Not
that. Activists who were ahead of their time.
Terry, don't hurt my chances for running for president here. not that many people. Okay. A few people, maybe some extremists, some radicals, some kooks might have believed in it, but not everybody like they do now. And that's why I've changed my fundamental bedrock religious principles.
That was true in every human rights and civil rights movement. But the vast majority of Americans were just waking up to this issue and beginning to, think about it and grasp it for the first time and, think about their neighbor down the street who deserved to have the same rights as they did, or their son or their daughter. It has been an extraordinarily fast, by historic terms, social, political, and legal transformation. And we ought to celebrate that instead of plowing old ground, where in fact a lot of people, the vast majority of people, have been moving forward.
Moving forward. That's what they've been doing. We've been moving forward and changing our fundamental bedrock principles.
Oh boy, if she's one thing, she's genuine, that Hillary.
She sure is. She sure is. I love how all these people, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, they all cited religious principles. They all cited sacred principles to them. Somehow those sacred religious principles changed when the polls did. Who would have seen that coming? That's wow. And then they have the unmitigated gall. I don't think that's on.
It's on the bingo list.
It's not on the bingo list this time.
Coming.
It was the first one. Then they have the unmitigated gall to point the finger and call everybody else evil, essentially, who has held on to their fundamental bedrock principles. You're a terrible person. You're a homophobe. You're a racist. You're a xenophobe. You're all of these things when you still believe your traditional principles and values. They've changed them all. They've changed virtually everything they've ever believed.
No, you can have those principles as long as it's still primary season. Okay,
yeah.
That's when you can have them.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, no.
I mean, Janet Napolitano was Napolitano. Janet Napolitano was probably the best example of somebody who just flat out admitted why she changed
her
mind.
Yeah.
Completely honest about how she changed her principles. when, let's see, she said this.
Same-sex marriage. Have you changed your views on that?
Yes, I think, like many in political and elective life in the early part of this century, the evolution hadn't occurred, and my statements very much in that way, mm-hmm. which is to say that this was something that society, in a way, the arc of history, as it were, needed to get there, and the arc of history has clearly arrived.
Arc
of history, as it were. The arc of history hadn't changed. It hadn't gotten there. And now it has. Wow, that's amazing. That is an amazing admission.
Yep.
So when the people changed their mind, she changed her mind to fit in. Wow.
That was an honest politician for just a nanosecond there.
I don't think she knew exactly what it was she was saying at the time. She's just telling the truth. So it was in a kind of an uncalculated answer. And I don't think she was in office at the time, and that's why she was able to give it.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, what does she care now?
Uh-huh.
You know, so all of these fundamental bedrock principles, they've changed. Amazing. We'll get into healthcare and the change in that as well, coming up here in a second. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home this year, Real Estate Agents I Trust is a company Glenn started about 7 years ago. He did that because... he had a really bad experience with a realtor who couldn't sell his home, and it sat there for, if I remember right, 2 years at least. And he lost all kinds of money as a result. Yep. It's really frustrating, and you lose a lot of money, and you just can't afford that. It takes a ton of expertise to be a great realtor these days, and the process is hard to navigate. So if you're looking for a realtor, somebody you can relate to, somebody you can get along with, somebody whose track record is good and has... you know, really good marketing plans and can sell a home fast and for the right money. And they're fans of the show, so you got that in common to begin with. Go to Real Estate Agents I Trust. We'll introduce you to the best agent in your area. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com, the best way to buy or sell a home in America. Buy or sell fast and for the right price. With the team at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
So the real radicals, the real extremists in society, almost everybody at the in the leadership roles, almost all of the Democrats running for re-election, those who have been in power for years, those who have been making the decisions in this country, all believed something else just a short time ago. And now they're so solid in their belief now about all of these fundamental bedrock principles, immigration, same-sex marriage, healthcare. Oh, they went berserk if you suggested that Obamacare was simply part of a plan. It's just a precursor to socialized medicine. Yeah, they're going to, you know, the next thing they're going to do is go to universal medicine. That's what they want. Oh, you were a conspiracy theorist. It was akin to believing the moon landing was fake. They went out of their minds if you dared suggest anything of the kind.
I have not said that I was a single payer supporter.
Huh? You haven't said that?
Because I'm a proponent of single-payer universal health care plan.
Wait a minute. Does proponent mean I'm not for it? No, I think proponent means for it?
I wouldn't put anything past even words definitions changing in society.
I know.
Wow.
Amazing,
isn't it? Be any more clear? I love how you're going through all of these issues because you forget.
You do.
Just because you're so overwhelmed how insane everything is.
Right.
And taking a walk down memory lane,
I think it's important because they're casting all these aspersions on the right that you hate, that you're homophobic, that you're a xenophobe. And when a year or two ago, 5 years, 10 years ago, they felt exactly as we do. What changed? Public opinion. Mm-hmm. So all their principles and values went right out the window, and they just went with what was popular. Listen to the back and forth on the socialized medicine thing.
If you get a good public option, it could reach a single payer, and that's the best way to reach single payer.
Right.
And next to me was a guy from the insurance company who then argued against the public health insurance option, saying it wouldn't let private insurance compete. That a public option will put the private insurance industry out of business and lay
Let me also address an illegitimate concern that's being illegitimate put forward
oh, here we go.
By those who are claiming that a public option is somehow a Trojan horse for a single-payer system.
Huh.
A single-payer health care plan, universal health care plan. That's what I'd like to see.
The lies.
I think if we get a good public option, it could reach a single-payer, and that's the best way to reach single-payer.
Charles Nobody Randall is Logan. Talking about some government takeover of health care.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal health care plan.
I mean, back and forth. They couldn't even keep track of their lies. They told so many. They told, and then there was the, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor nonsense.
That was a cute one. I like that one.
Now they've dropped all pretense. Okay, they've always been for universal health care. That now they admit that's the goal. Now every single one of them has it as their platform. Every single candidate so far.
And these are large issues. Gay marriage.
Huge.
Health care.
Yep.
What was the first one?
Immigration.
Immigration. Okay. Mm-hmm. And these haven't been slow changes over generations.
No.
They've been in the last, like you said,
just a couple
five
years.
To 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It makes your head spin. Abortion. Do you remember that Democrats used to insist they wanted it to be safe, legal, and rare? I mean, now they want marching bands and ticker tape parades to herald yet another destruction of human life. Now, I mean, they used to fight for Roe v. Wade, which allowed abortions in the first trimester. That was it. You couldn't go beyond that. Now, we're honest to goodness talking about ending life even after the baby is born. Not just partial birth abortion. After the baby is born. Jeez, I mean, how does it get any worse than that? During the election campaign in 2016, Hillary was asked about Oliver flip-flopping as we played a few minutes ago. And she actually had the nerve to say, well, actually, I've been very consistent.
Oh, sweet Lord. Whenever they say that.
Actually, I've been very, very consistent. But like most human beings, including those of us who run for office, I do absorb new information.
Okay.
I do look at what's happening in the world. It is information that changes. Wait. What new information did she suddenly receive on gay marriage? Wait. Gay marriage is about two men or two women marrying each other? Huh. I thought gay marriage was about happy people being wed. That's what I was against. Yeah. Same-sex couples, no. I've always thought that's awesome. What new information did you get? It's always been the same stuff.
Well, the new information she got was the latest polling data.
That you know as well as I do. That's exactly what happened. That was the new information. When voters didn't accept it, she didn't accept it. When voters changed their mind on it and did accept it, so did she. You know, just like Janet Napolitano admitted to. So it's all about power. It's all about money. It has nothing to do, absolutely zero to do with principles and values. They couldn't care less about any foundational bedrock principle. They don't care about that. They don't have any foundational bedrock principles. Not a one, as they've shown over the last, certainly the last decade. They don't have fundamental bedrock principles. But if you do, you're a hater. If you do, you're a xenophobe. If you do, you're a homophobe. It's really frustrating. It's been amazing to watch. And I just can't sit back and allow them to control this debate and call Republicans the extremists here when there's nothing extreme about believing in the principles and values that you've always had. And you continue to have them. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? especially if you're a person who is spiritual, who is religious. If you are, if you believe in God, God doesn't change. So how did your viewpoint on these really important social issues change? Right? They were either true then or they weren't. They're either true now or they're not. Which is it? But they, not to them. As soon as public opinion changes, so does their foundational bedrock principle.
And as terrible as it is to hear how they have taken a 180-degree turns on issues, is that the voting public has continued to, like the most recent election, reward them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Fascinating. It seriously is. Because I think as a whole, nobody stops for a minute and takes stock of this and remembers the things they've said in the past, comparing them to the things they're saying in the present. And where are they going to be in the future? Who knows? I don't know. I can't depend on that, though, because I know they're going to change as the popular opinion does. So why would you vote for them? Why would you can't count on them for anything? Sadly, both parties have shown that propensity.
Yeah.
Lately, especially.
Yeah.
So the only thing we can do is take care of ourselves and make sure that we're in the right place. Try to be in the right place at the right time. 888-900-3393. But this immorality thing over the wall, which I can't take, has to stop, especially with Nancy Pelosi. Beto O'Rourke, who is a populist as well, and he's trying desperately to cash in on his fame. Here's what he just said about the wall when he was there at the border competing with Trump.
We know that walls do not save lives.
Really?
Walls end lives.
What?
In the last
wait, what?
10 years,
mm-hmm.
more than 4,000 children, women, and men have died trying to come to this country to work jobs that no one will take, to be with a family member, to flee horrific brutality and violence and death in their home countries. And as we build these walls, 600 miles of the 2,000-mile border walled up and counting, we push them to ever more treacherous remote stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border, thereby ensuring
I can't take it anymore.
Suffering All right. and death.
Okay, shut up. Good golly.
Are walls falling on people?
No, they're not. No. When people die during the commission of a crime against you, you are at fault? Is that what I'm to get from that? Okay, so I'm trying to prevent their crime by crossing my border illegally. And I'm at fault when they go around my border and go somewhere else.
Well, you pushed them to remote
locations. I pushed them to remote locations, that's right. Ah, darn me! Why did I do that?
Well, good news for Beto. Now there's only going to be 55 miles more trouble
right.
in their way.
Ugh. Every year, millions of Americans make resolutions, lose weight, eat healthier, save money, find a new job. But all of these can, you know, improve your life. But there is a resolution that can actually save your life. And that's when you resolve to take your firearm skill to the next level. And you can do that with iTarget Pro. This is a great system. It's completely safe. It comes with a caliber-specific laser in place of the bullet, so you can shoot this in your own home. And then the laser detects on the target exactly where you're hitting it. So go to the letter I, then targetpro.com. Check out the video, choose your caliber, download the app, and then you're all set when the system arrives. And this month, you'll get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code PAT when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. It's itargetpro.com. You're going to love this. Go there right now.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
This is kind of fun because there was another data breach. Just 24 million people, though. Don't worry about it.
That's not much.
24 million.
Compared to the budget.
What are there, 7 billion people in the world? They didn't get most people's data.
That's right. Good way to look at
right?
that, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you.
But what would you say to the 24 million whose data was compromised?
Well, especially if you have a mortgage or a refi through a major bank, you know, you're at risk of losing every dollar you have invested in your home. Mm. So you might want to do something about that.
Sounds bad.
Because this breach did give scammers everything they need to steal your home's title. I didn't even know this was a possibility until about 6 months ago. And when I found out it was, is it worth taking the chance when home title lock costs pennies a day? No, it is not. They forge your signature as the seller now. They refile your home under a new name. They take out equity loans against your home, and then you get stuck with the payments. And you don't know anything about it until the late payments show up or you get an eviction notice. Your bank can't protect you. No insurance program can protect you, and no identity theft program. There's just Home Title Lock that specializes in protecting your online mortgage. So you can check to see if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your free title scan and report. It's a $100 value. You'll get that free when you sign up. It's HomeTitleLock.com. Get yourself some peace of mind. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Yeah, it is. 888-933-93. Edit Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where Smallmouth Bass tweets, how many voices can they play of voices that literally make my skin crawl?
Yeah, our bad.
Wow, that's hateful. Mm-hmm. That's hateful. Mm-hmm. And maybe sexist and racist because there was some women in there and some people of color.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all I can say is... racist and sexist, if those voices make your skin crawl.
That's true.
Timothy Gilmer tweets, it's great that you're playing these old clips, but the American people only have a 10-second memory. So, wait, I had a point. did I make it? I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't know. 10 seconds ago.
Sean Perry, who? I, too, have drastically flip-flopped on an issue. I used to think salad wasn't the worst food ever. Now I believe it's Satan's food. you know, I hear Glenn talking about salad. It's not salad. It's vegetable content. Uh-huh. It's that, you know, we'll get into that probably later.
Oh.
Vegetables are icky.
Yeah, can you do a salad with like steak and chicken or something?
Yes.
You go with that?
Yes.
Then it's just kind of like, it almost becomes like an Easter egg hunt. Now you're just like moving the lettuce out of the way to get to the...
But I actually kind of like lettuce with a lot of delicious dressing on it and cheese. That to me is my salad. 18 spoons, Your Honor. I love our listeners.
Uh-huh.
Would it be possible to hijack the NPR airwaves and play the Dems supporting the wall on a loop? I wish.
Well, they'll just say you selectively edited that.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. It's amazing, though, how many of the American people, how many young people have never heard any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's absolutely astounding. They just don't. I don't know why. They don't have access somehow. They don't hear it anywhere. They're too sheltered in their little liberal bubble, in their progressive bubble. Because the school system... is
by design
totally and completely almost progressive. By the way, it looks like Jesse Smollett's story, this is going to surprise you.
No, wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. No, if it's going to surprise me, that means
surprise
that they
you.
Found the bad guys.
No. Okay, maybe it won't surprise you. Looks like it's getting a little shaky. Chicago police say they'll be requesting more phone records from the Empire Star regarding the racist and homophobic attack he allegedly faced 2 weeks ago. He's turned over heavily redacted phone records.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it? I mean, come on. He went to a concert appearance and told the big audience there, I am not going to let this people get away with this. I am not going to be silenced. I am not going to stop. Mm-hmm. And then if it turns out he made this up, how bad does this guy look? Evidence is beginning to suggest the story has been fabricated. No. Who would have seen that?
Stop it.
Who saw that coming?
I mean, I couldn't.
Other than us?
The only reason we couldn't is because the camera didn't catch the angle that it was happening at.
You're right.
That's the only way we didn't see it coming.
Right. It's incredible. Rumors are swirling now that police are even considering charging him with filing a false report. They're getting close to that, actually.
Wow.
They're getting close to it. They received cell phone records. And they were redacted. They were limited. But detectives will analyze them anyway. The police superintendent plans to hold him accountable if the investigation reveals he did make a false report. That would be nice because that never happens.
Well, we know the government probably captured the audio of the call, right? Let's hear it.
You just call the NSA and say, hey, can you give us that particular...
Or even Verizon or Sprint or whoever. You know, I'm sure that file is somewhere.
And it's amazing. They've gone through hundreds of hours. They tracked his entire walk from the time he got off the subway.
They've been so thorough with this investigation.
All the way home and then inside the lobby of his apartment complex. And the only time that he's not on camera somewhere is like a 60-second window where they, for whatever reason...
Well, that's how long it takes to order and get your Subway sandwich.
And the rope and the little bottle of bleach that you need.
My goodness. But now, I'm sure there's an audio recording. And can't police compel, like a T-Mobile or someone? We're investigating a crime. We need to hear the contents of the call from 2 a.m. on February 5th, whatever day it was, January something. I don't know, man.
I don't either.
This is unraveling, though.
It is.
Boy.
Thank goodness it is. Because, you know, I don't want to be... I don't want to think that there are people, idiotic people like this.
Will the press make as big of a deal? This is a rhetorical question. When they find out... If they find out this is completely made up the way they did...
No, they right want to the sweep it under the carpet.
Right out of the gate. They were just like, oh my gosh, look at the atmosphere Trump has caused.
Right.
A black man can't walk and... -20-degree temperatures in Chicago anymore.
And here you have two great special interest groups in the homosexual lobby and people of color. So it looks really bad. It looks really bad. And then when you and he says that they called him both names, the F word for homosexuals, the N word for blacks. And then they screamed, man, this is MAGA country.
No. It's MAGA. This is Chicago.
This is MAGA country.
MAGA country.
You maggot.
1099 MAGA country.
Isn't there a song by, it seems like I remember, and this is a horrifying memory from my childhood.
Oh, no.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. Does that sound familiar to you? Do you know him?
I know
singer?
That. Yeah, so, yeah.
He sang a song called This Is My Country. Maybe you should change that to This Is MAGA Country.
Oh.
This is MAGA country. We don't like the gays. I wonder if they sang that to him as they beat him.
Yeah.
And then put the noose around his neck.
I definitely need the audio version of that now from Sprint. Oh, boy. Did they sing anymore? Or is it just the one line?
No, that's all they
sing. The one line?
Just the one. Just the one line.
It was kind of cold, you know.
It was really cold.
Your vocal cords get a little tight, you know.
10 to 20 below. Usually they won't sing at all in that kind of weather, but
Tennessee
Ernie
Ford.
Reference. Those are rare. Those don't come around very often, so enjoy it.
That would have been like a... If that had been a bingo square, I mean, that should have just been an automatic winner right there.
I'm trying to figure it out if it could be that one.
Yeah.
Right?
It could be that one. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that is a bingo
square. But Tennessee Ernie Ford, folks.
So if you're scoring at home, look on your bingo sheet and that is we've decided a bingo square. All right. 888-933-93. It doesn't get any more obscure than Tennessee Ernie Ford, does it? I don't think so.
I don't think we've ever had. I don't think Tennessee Ernie Ford has ever been mentioned in the history of radio outside of like gospel country stations.
Did he actually? Yeah, he might have done country too, but I know he did a lot of gospel.
Just
stuff.
Gospel. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. It may have been country and gospel. 888-900-3393. Something else that's kind of fun and extremely weird. This thing that. First of all, what event is this where it looks like Tom Brady is laying in a barber chair and they're about to like give him a shave or something?
Wait, where? What?
Did you see this? You didn't see the?
Hang on.
I think we have the audio, the video of it, and he's talking about his wife being a witch. Now people are laughing at him like he's joking. He's not. He's 100%. Serious.
Oh no.
Look at this and try to figure. I don't know what the event is here. It's very, very
the
strange.
Shave-a-thon. I don't know.
So I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. She's so about the power of intention, you know, and believing things that are really going to happen. And she always makes a little altar for me at the game.
An altar.
She just wills it so much.
That's not
so
creepy.
She put together a little altar for me that I could bring with pictures of my kids.
A little altar.
I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she
protection
has
stones.
Me wear a necklace and take these drops she makes. I say all these mantras.
Stop it for a second.
And I stopped questioning her all the time.
It's mantra.
Yeah, let's get this straight, Tom.
What, for the love of heaven, this is the second time in 2 weeks we've had to correct people on the word mantra.
Yeah.
It's not mantra.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? You know what Tom Brady and Stacey Abrams have in common? They don't know how to pronounce mantra.
Among maybe other things. I don't know. But what is the event here?
I don't, the guy's
getting ready to put the towel over
his
face.
I seriously can't tell.
Are you going to suffocate him or are you trying to kill him? Or what? But, he's got like an apron on him?
What I think it is... Is
it's weird
to quote Barack Obama?
Is
Gillette Stadium? It looked like you saw the Gillette in the background, and that's what they're famous for. Is like,
oh,
you know.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I bet it was some stupid publicity. You saw the Lombardi trophy there. I don't know. Whatever.
No, you're probably right. It was good. Yeah. I couldn't put that together when I saw the thing yesterday. Huh. Anyway, here's the rest.
And I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I did. I just shut up and listened. And at first I was like, this is kind of crazy. And then about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks. And she said, you better listen to me. This is your year. But this is all the things you're going to have to do to win. And I did all those things. And my God, you know, it worked. It was pretty good. And then in 2015, it was about early January. And she said, you know how much I love you. And I said, yeah. And she said, I just want to let you know this is not going to be your year. Of course, we lost.
That's
I said,
not
what
funny.
Does 16 look it's... like? And she said, 16 is going to be your year. So it was early January this year. And I said, babe, I'm asking, like, do we have a chance? And she said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man. I listened to her.
Okay,
right after the game, she said, see, I did a lot of work. You do your work, I do mine.
Okay.
She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Wow, that's...
I'm laughing because now I'm kind of scared. This is super creepy, Tom.
Please don't hurt
me. First of all, you're a weird guy, okay? Yeah. And then I didn't know your incredibly hot wife was a witch. That's just really weird, but...
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
She says she's a good witch.
Yeah.
By the way, a good witch or a bad witch? I mean,
the guy standing there. I mean, that you got to see this on Blaze TV later. He's got that towel. I mean, he.
He really wants to do something with the towel.
And then that's why the audio gets muffled because he's like,
he puts it over his mouth.
He says, "I'm a witch," but he's like, that's
an
awkward moment there.
Doesn't it look like he's serious?
Yeah.
He's saying...
Oh, he's being serious. Yeah,
he's saying that Gisele Bündchen, Brady, is a witch. That's creepy. Maybe, is that hateful to say that a witch is creepy now? I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, you know what? That's a good call.
Yeah.
By the end of the year...
So some Wiccan will call and say, how dare you say...
Yeah. Let me explain the difference between a witch and a warlock, sir. Oh, that'll come.
And a good witch and a bad witch.
Good witch and a bad witch.
Mm-hmm.
Do they float.
I mean, and a sandwich.
See what he did there?
See what I did?
You know, the Earl of Sandwich, he was a hero.
That's really good. No, that was good. All right. 888-900-3393. Larry in Oklahoma. You're on the Blaze. Hi.
I was going to say Mr. Beck, but that'd be bad, wouldn't it? Mr. Gray,
well, it wouldn't be accurate.
It's a wonderful day. Hey, The arc of history regarding illegal immigration has brought us to a point where we need to change our policy.
Yeah.
Not a single Democrat will ever vote for border security. And there are many Republicans that won't either. So I've got a new solution.
Okay.
California can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're a sanctuary state. The governor is pulling the National Guard off the southern border.
Yeah.
So here's what we do. We build ports of entry along the eastern and northern border of California. Instruct Border Patrol and ICE. When you pick up an illegal anywhere in America, except California, load them on buses and take them to L.A., Sacramento, or San Francisco. Then we abandon the southern port, north, or the one that's north of us, Tijuana. We tell California, you're no longer required to pay anything into the treasury and don't expect anything from it.
Yeah,
let California have them.
If you could make that arrangement, I think a lot of people would be for it. Thanks, Larry.
Well,
it's just not going to happen. But it would be great. It would be great if you could allow these states that choose to do this to suffer the consequences. All right, if that's what you want to do, we're going to wall you off, and you can have all the illegal immigrants you want. And we're just going to wall off your country, and you can be your own little nation. You can pay for all their health care if you want to, all their education if you want, send them to free college. We don't care. We're just not going to pay for it. You are. That'd be great. It's just that arrangement's never going to be made. But I agree with your initial statement. Thanks for the call, by the way, Larry, that the Democrats aren't ever going to – they're never going to vote for border security. So how is this ever going to happen? What is the actual solution? Is there an actual solution to this? Is there something that we can actually do, something that will be done in order to rectify the situation? It looks like to me the only way, and I'm not in favor of it, the only way to do this is through executive order because Democrats they're not going to do it.
Trump's talking about reallocating some money, moving it around.
Oh, you know what another possibility is? This is kind of weird. And I think they could do this. They seized $14 billion from El Chapo.
Okay, yeah.
Drug kingpin of the Sinaloa cartel. They took $14 billion that he had in the bank and seized it. Well, couldn't you use that to build the wall? You got $1.375 billion allocated. So you're talking about almost $16 billion. That'll get you two-thirds of the way there. Do it. Do it. What would be wrong with that? Oh, no, we use drug money to build the wall.
Yeah. That's someone who has gone through due process.
Right.
Albeit in another country, but still.
He went through the process here.
Oh, that was here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, let's do this.
To New York.
Make it happen. That's right. Why was I thinking that was somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's been sentenced to life.
Life in prison.
He doesn't need the money.
Unless he's going to buy a lot of cigarettes.
They assume he's going to continue to run the cartel from prison. Hmm. And I don't know how these guys do that, but they do somehow. They keep control of their area and... It's amazing.
There we go.
But you seized $14 billion.
Let's do it.
Use it to build the wall.
What will that get us? 80 miles of wall?
Not that much. I mean, don't be ridiculous.
Sorry,
come on
talk.
Now.
Sorry.
Come on. 888-900-3393. More Pat Gray Unleashed coming up. Let me tell you, before we get started into the meat of the show this hour, about Cosmo Hurts Kids. just take a minute to tell you about this great cause that Victoria Hearst started because she's concerned about our kids. She doesn't want them to have access to pornography. And in virtually every state, there's material harmful to minor laws that can be applied to pornography, but it isn't applied to Cosmo magazine. That's why she started this movement, even though, you know, her family's company is the Hearst Corporation, which publishes Cosmo magazine. Now, she doesn't want to drive them out of business. I mean, it's her family's company, after all. She doesn't want to censor the magazine, take away their freedom of speech. She just wants kids not to have access to it. And then you wouldn't be able to read, you know, if you're 14 years old. I'm using Tinder to find the love of my life, but like, I need your help. And then, you know, all kinds of sex advice, all kinds of strange, just bizarre Zodiac things like we had yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So if you'd like to protect kids from Cosmo, go to CosmoHurtsKids.com. Find out what you can do to help. It's CosmoHurtsKids.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Chris Pratt, who is a committed Christian, has responded to actress Ellen Page's shaming of his church. I guess he attends Hillsong Church in Los Angeles. And Ellen Page doesn't like that because she believes the church is anti-LGBTQIA2+.
Infinity.
People. On Saturday, she wrote, "If you're a famous actor and you belong to an organization that hates a certain group of people, don't be surprised if someone simply wonders why it's not addressed. Being anti-LGBTQIA is wrong." I'm sorry, I missed the two there. Yeah. "Being anti-LGBTQIA2+ is wrong. There aren't two sides." No, I think that's true in just about every case with left-wing people. There's only one side to every argument. And, you know, they're all about free speech, but they don't want to hear from you. "The damage it causes is severe. Full stop."
Oh, not the full stop. That,
it drives me out of my mind. And then I love this. "Sending love to all." Yeah, sure. That sounded very, very, very awesome. Loving. Thank you for those loving, loving words, Ellen. That was wonderful. Full stop. The previous Thursday, Pratt appeared on Stephen Colbert, openly discussed his faith. That had to be great because Colbert is a douche. Pratt told Colbert, "If the spotlight that is shining on you is brighter than the light that's within you, it will kill you." That's pretty good, actually. But here's how he responded to her. He wrote, it's recently been suggested that I belong to a church which, quote, hates a certain group of people, unquote, and is infamously anti-LGBTQIA2+. Nothing could be further from the truth. I go to a church that opens their doors to absolutely everyone. Despite what the Bible says about divorce, my church community was there for me every step of the way, never judging, just gracefully accompanying me on my walk. He just recently got divorced, or is in the process of it. They helped me tremendously, offering love and support. It is what I've seen them do for others on countless occasions, regardless of sexual orientation, race, or gender. My faith is important to me, but no church defines me or my life, and I'm not a spokesperson or a spokesman for any church or any group of people. My values define who I am. We need less hate in this world, not more. I'm a man who believes that everyone is entitled to love who they want, free from the judgment of their fellow man. Jesus said, I give you a new command, that you love one another. This is what guides me in my life. He's a God of love, acceptance, and forgiveness. Hate has no place in my or this world. That's a pretty good response.
Mm-hmm.
And we generally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when Jesus says that that he, you know, loves everyone, and he does, he also tells you to go and sin no more. So, you know, there is that aspect of it, but we won't get into that at this particular juncture. Although I just did. 888-933-93. You know what? It snowed in Hawaii.
That's awesome.
Now, it's happened before because Hawaii has some really high peaks. Mauna Kea rises 13,803 feet above the seafloor, above the sea surface. But snow is rarely seen at elevations below 9 or 10,000 feet. Well, it went all the way down to 6,200 feet on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Global warming.
Wait, no.
Global warming. That's what I'm talking about. Global weirding. Global climate change. Global warming.
Weather weirding and whatnot.
Weather weirding. Yep. Whatever would work
in this situation.
So that we could get money out of you and stop the evil ExxonMobil.
Oh.
That's
really specific.
Officials at the Department of Land and Natural Resources say it could mark the lowest elevation snowfall ever recorded in Hawaii.
Wow. That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
I love fun facts like that.
I do too. Huh. I do too. Do we have some video of... don't we have some video of snow in Hawaii?
Or maybe we don't have that. Can we run that?
Can you run that beautiful bean footage?
Look at that.
There it is.
See that?
There's the beautiful bean footage right there. Snow in Hawaii.
That's cool.
Yeah, look at it.
That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
And that's Hawaii, the winter wonderland that is the Aloha State.
Yeah.
So wow.
At that point, it almost looks like it could be Utah, because that's what the scenery certainly looked like last week when I was there.
So whose fault snow is everywhere. This? Like,
this is your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, because you drive a big, fat
it's
truck.
It's not my fault.
You drive a truck, right? You breathe, right?
Yes and
You're polluting the atmosphere with CO2, that poisonous, toxic gas.
I'm not like cows that are farting all over the countryside, though. Those are the ones, cow farts and airplanes, that are really doing it. But I think it's Cory Gardner's fault, actually.
Cory Gardner.
Yeah.
In what way is Cory Gardner responsible for this?
Oh, my gosh. He's responsible for every bad thing that's ever happened.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Including banning birth control, of course. He did that.
And that weather weirding is because of him. Right. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's right, sweet pea. That's right.
They're all out.
Did you try the corner market?
Of course.
Grocery store?
Sold out.
Drug store?
Come on.
So everyone's sold out of condoms. How did this happen?
How could
Cory Gardner ban birth control? Oh. And now it's all on us guys.
Yeah.
And you can't find a condom anywhere.
Not one condom.
And the
anywhere.
Pill was just the start.
Just start.
The Pell Grants my little brother was counting on for college.
Cory cut them. Yeah.
Climate change that everyone knows is weirding our weather.
Weirding our
Cory
weather.
Flat out denies it.
Flat out
Sweet
denies
pea.
It.
Cory denies
Sweet
science.
Pea.
Come on.
This guy has no idea what's going on in the real world.
Sweet pea.
In the world.
Cory denies science.
Ever. So, Hawaiians, you're waking up this morning. Why don't you send your thank you notes to Cory Gardner?
Yeah, because, sweet pea, Cory denies science.
Science.
I love it. I love it. I love that. Sweet pea.
You know, we're going to talk to a gentleman about our weird weather coming up here
yes,
shortly.
Yes, we are. Gregory Wrightstone, who wrote, and I really love this book. Mm-hmm. I'm not all the way through it yet, but I've gotten through most of it. Inconvenient Facts, the actual truth about
the science algorithm.
Our weather weirding.
He's got a book. He's got an app. It's really awesome. And he's going to join us here to... talking about some real facts.
And the app is, you just go to the app store, right, and type in Inconvenient Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And
Android or Apple. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, 888-900-3393. When was the last time you had your ears professionally cleaned, if ever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I did when I was a kid, and it was unpleasant. But you can do this in the comfort and privacy of your own home. If you have itchy ears or they're painful or, you know, you got that plugged up sound in your head, sounds like you're talking in a tunnel when you speak. I hate that when water gets trapped in your ears after swimming. If this sounds familiar, WaxRx is a physician-developed technology. Safely and effectively removes all that. And then it soothes your ears with a pH-conditioned formula. Now you can use WaxRx without a prescription. There's no more expensive trips to the doctor, no more wasted time with cotton swabs or other things that don't work or are downright dangerous. Actually, the cotton swabs are. You slip a little bit and put that Q-tip too hard in your eardrum, you could pierce it. Try the WaxRx system instead. Risk-free today. Just go to usewaxrx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout and you'll get free shipping. Finally, there's a solution for stubborn earwax buildup. It's waxrx.com. Use waxrx.com. Offer code radio.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Let me quickly also tell you about how to become a stronger leader. You can enroll in our leadership training program. Every summer, cool. Mercury One does this. And the young adults who participate in this, to a person that I've met at least, love it. Absolutely love it. So in collaboration with Wall Builders, Mercury One is opening their doors again this summer to emerging young leaders. Leadership training program offers participants a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to gain hands-on experience with original historical documents and not only gain a deeper understanding of American history, but also you'll learn how to question boldly, think critically, and engage in meaningful discourse when you're confronted with differing opinions. This unique program is designed for young adults 18 to 25, and it's headed up by David and Tim Barton, special guest speakers like Glenn, and it takes place here in Dallas,
but
Irving,
not Jeffy.
Actually.
Not Jeffy. You don't want Jeffy showing up at one of these talking to your young people.
No. Mm-mm. Mercury One is now taking applications, so this will fill up really fast. There's just limited spots available. Go to MercuryOne.org right now and sign up. MercuryOne.org.
That's like Tom Brady trying to say mantra.
Mantra. Inshallah today. Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Tom Brokaw. Tonight from Louisville, NBC Nightly News.
Not a square.
MercuryOne.org. Or call 972-499-4747.
That number again is
972-499-4747.
You want to hear something weird?
Mm-hmm.
I called a number the other day.
Yeah.
A business.
That one?
Not that one.
Oh, okay.
And it said, sorry, this call is busy. The number you're trying to dial is busy.
I'm I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, it's like, what does that mean?
Wow.
I haven't heard that in ever.
Wow, what? Really? Yeah. At a business?
Yes.
In
a large business at that.
You got a busy signal?
It was weird.
Seriously, when was the last time you got a busy signal?
I didn't get the busy signal.
That's cool. Oh, you didn't?
It wasn't even a female operator voice, so I was shocked on multiple fronts, but it was a guy's voice.
Goes, weird.
I'm sorry, the number you're trying to dial is busy.
What?
Even my grandmother, 93-year-old Nana, has call waiting. What are you talking about? It's busy. Shut up. Anyway, so that was my experience on Monday.
Did you say, excuse me, the 1980s just called?
Yeah. No.
And they want their phone system back.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was looking for the thing to push down on my phone. Sarah, give me a different line. Sarah, call Mount Pilot. Come on, man. What was that all about?
Get me Pennsylvania 199, or whatever that number is. The Grammys were on the other night, and I love this because the Grammys are agonizing. Every one of these award programs are hideous, but the final numbers are in, and it's an all-time low again.
Wow!
For music's biggest night, the CBS show drew a 5.6 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, which is down 5% from last year. It actually had 19.9 million viewers compared with. Well, I guess the overall number was actually up, so it's only an all-time low in the demo.
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
So the important people that buy stuff.
So I guess Michelle Obama saved the day, at least in the overall numbers, because she showed up on the show and people went into worship mode. Jeez. Our goddess is here.
Seriously, those celebrities
oh, it was embarrassing.
Looked like
seriously, it was
teenage girls at a Beatles concert.
Right.
Ugh, gosh, right. So gross.
And she wasn't even showing her arms.
Yes. You know that I know? Could. Now,
if
I
she
give
showed her
slack,
arms, you could understand it because she's got incredible arms.
They are. They
and
are
those arms are amazing.
They sure are.
888-900-3393. You know, let's take a minute and talk about your life, the life of people you care about. It's easy to forget, but you don't just owe it to yourself to be healthy. You've got loved ones to consider. My wife has been reminding me of this a lot lately, and so we're trying to eat much better. And I told her, thank goodness I've got Field of Greens because, you know, I am eating much better. I'm getting vegetables in my diet. I'm not because I'm just not going to eat, you know, the kale and the spinach and the green beans and broccoli and Brussels sprouts and all the things that I just hate. I've got all that in Field of Greens. Every scoop is a full serving of real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, complete with antioxidants, really good for you. If it wasn't for Field of Greens, I just wouldn't get vegetables in my diet, period. It would not have, well, corn maybe, peas. The thing, the vegetables that aren't really that good for you, mm-hmm. I would get those. Go to BreakhousePat.com and get 15% off your first order when you use the offer code PAT. A better you awaits with BrickHousePat.com, offer code PAT.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
They're all out.
Did you try the corner market?
Of course.
Grocery store?
Sold out.
Drug store?
Come on.
Come on, stupid.
Man, you're
you
dumb.
Mean, God, the drug store, of course, that's the first place I went, you moron.
Know your place, woman.
So everyone's sold out of condoms. Yeah. How did this happen?
Corey Gardner banned birth control, and now it's all on us guys. And you can't find a condom anywhere.
Not anywhere.
And the pill was just the start.
Just the start.
The Pell Grants my little brother was counting on for college,
Corey cut them.
Climate change that everyone knows is
weirding
our
weather.
Corey flat out denies
it.
Sweet Pea, Corey denies science.
Come on.
This guy has no idea what's going on in the real world.
I love that. That might be my all-time favorite commercial right there. Sweet Pea.
So natural, Sweet Pea.
Oh, so natural. How many of us call our loved ones Sweet Pea? I mean, if I had a nickel.
For how many times?
Yes, I'd have one nickel. If I could find somebody, but I don't have any nickels.
Wow,
right now,
I was going to say, I would have zero nickels. Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea. It's so bad.
So Corey Gardner banned birth control. Corey Booker wants to ban meat.
Oh, no, come on.
These people.
Spartacus doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You talk about radicals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it every day. These, the Democrats in leadership, the Democrats running for president, are as radical a group of people as I think we've ever had.
Seriously,
in elected office.
We used to just say Bernie Sanders. Boy, mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Democrats got Bernie Sanders. No. The Democrats got Cory Booker.
Cory Booker.
They've got that Ilhan
AOC.
Omar,
yep.
AOC, mm-hmm. the Tlaib chick.
Rashida Tlaib.
All the folks running for the Democratic nomination. I mean, you could go on.
Thank you for slipping folks into it. That was
oh, is that a bingo usage. Square?
Yeah, should it be. Should be. No. Should be a bingo square. Senator Cory Booker said the planet, quote, can't sustain people eating meat, unquote, as the 2020 hopeful aims to become the first vegan president.
Ugh.
Booker told the vegan magazine Veg News.
Yes! Veg News!
I have got to subscribe to Veg News.
Oh, you do?
I have to.
Don't act like you haven't already got the subscription rocking and rolling.
I was hoping you'd catch that. Of course, I've subscribed to Veg News and have for years now. Since its founding issue,
I've got to say,
all.
Yeah, the greatest thing about Veg News magazine,
mm-hmm.
it's when you try to tear out the little the subscription card, the little perforation thing,
yeah.
It's so easy. It just comes right out.
Yes, yeah.
It's the best thing about it.
Yeah, it is great. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, I don't have to tell you, being a lifelong subscriber to Veg News.
Veg News.
Earlier this month, they say that he became vegan after coming to the realization that eating eggs, quote,
oh, no.
didn't align with my spirit. Unquote. Wait, eating eggs didn't align with your spirit. No, destroying human life does align with his spirit. Yeah. I just want to be clear about that. Okay, murdering babies in the womb.
Yes.
Perfectly fine. That's total alignment with his spirit. Wow. But eating a freaking egg, an unfertilized chicken egg, that doesn't align with his spirit. I can't take the unmitigated bizarre absurdity of the left.
Today may be the day, folks.
Wow. Wow.
Pat.
I don't think unmitigated is on this particular.
There's some duct tape to keep your head.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. While claiming he doesn't want to lecture Americans on their diets, he does anyway, of course.
Everything else, though.
Booker says Americans need to be nudged into fake cheese. Here we go with the nudging thing again. Here we go with the nudging thing.
Nudge me some more.
That's so great. Wow, do these progressives back up everything we say about them on a daily basis? We need to be nudged because we are too stupid. We need these wise people in leadership positions because they know better than we do. So we need to be nudged into fake cheese because the planet can't sustain the environmental impact of the food industry.
Oh, shut up, you.
You see the planet Earth moving towards what is the standard American diet. We've seen this massive increase in consumption of meat produced by the industrial animal agriculture industry. I wish you would have used the word complex.
I was waiting for complex. I was waiting for it, too.
The military-industrial complex, the industrial animal agricultural complex. The tragic reality, Keith, as you know, because you read Veg News as much as I do. The tragic reality is this planet simply can't sustain billions of people consuming industrially produced animal agriculture because of environmental impact. It's just not possible. That's weird because we are doing just that right now.
Doing pretty good there.
What are you talking about?
Senator Booker.
The devastating impact of greenhouse gases produced by the meat industry is just not practical. The numbers just don't add up. We will destroy our planet unless we start figuring out a better way forward when it comes to our climate change and our environment. We'll talk to Gregory Wrightstone about this, author of Inconvenient Facts, coming up in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. In the meantime, let me tell you about Home Title Lock. Now, you may not have been previously aware of home title fraud. It's an amazing crime that is fast growing because it really pays off for the people committing the crime. And right now they've got this massive data breach, which just exposed another 24 million of us to this, where it gave these scammers everything they need to steal your home's title. So they just forge your signature as the seller. They refile your home under a new name, and then they take out loans against your equity. Sometimes they even sell your home out from underneath you. Now, you don't know any of this until the late payments or the eviction notice shows up. Protect yourself by going to HomeTitleLock.com. You might already be in trouble. You can find out with a free title scanner report, $100 value. They're going to throw that in when you just sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and protect yourself. HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Let me tell you about Patriot Mobile before we get into our interview with Gregory Wrightstone here. If you're a Verizon customer, listen to this. This is where your money is going. Verizon contributes to the ACLU, which opposes the private individual's right to bear arms. They give to Planned Parenthood. I mean, if you want your money to go to liberal progressive causes, just keep using the major carriers. Verizon contributes to the Environmental Defense Fund, the EDF, that supports cap and trade. We're going to get into that in a second. On marriage, Verizon supported same-sex marriage by signing an amicus brief asking the Supreme Court to overturn state marriage laws. As far as life is concerned, they do contribute to Planned Parenthood and abortion mill. On education, Verizon's a corporate sponsor of the National Urban League, which supports Common Core. on immigration. Of course, they advocate for sanctuary cities. There are only four big major companies who have towers that you can choose from. You're not risking a thing by switching. All you're doing is partnering with a company that doesn't take your money and give it to organizations like we just mentioned. Instead, you can make the switch today and join a company that believes things that you believe, that contributes to causes in which you believe. Get the same nationwide coverage with unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $20 a month. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Blaze. PatriotMobile.com/Blaze. Get free activation on up to two lines. We need to stick together. And it starts by supporting each other. That's why there's Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Blaze.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Exciting to have Gregory Wrightstone in studio with us. I got his book called Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. I got this about, 2 months ago, Keith, maybe? Yeah. And started reading it. I absolutely love it. It's not filled with gobbledygook that you can't understand. It's got all kinds of charts and graphs.
I love it.
Incredibly great facts. And in addition to the book, there's an app now. And that can be with you at all times. And so you've got those facts as well. That you just go to your app and you can talk to people at parties or get-togethers or wherever. You got some climate change goofball in front of you. Gregory, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for the kind words about the book and
love
the
it.
App.
It's great.
Appreciate it.
First of all, let's start on page 46 of your book, because there's a chart there that covers 4 billion years of temperature data on the planet. Now, how do we know what the temperature was 4 billion years ago? First of all, can you explain that to us?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that. I'm a geologist, but they use oxygen isotopes for a lot of that.
I was just going to say, it's obviously,
obviously
oxygen
but
isotopes.
There's a number of different proxies that they use. And it's actually in the debate on climate change, and there is a debate, Virginia, that actually both sides kind of agree on that temperature data. And that temperature data shows us that for much of Earth's history, it's been significantly warmer than it is today in the current geologic period, as right. much as 17, 20 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than what it is today.
Wow. Wait, 17 to 20 degrees hotter?
Oh, absolutely. So Earth thrived with higher temperatures. But the focus probably should be on the last 10,000 years of temperature data since the end of the last ice age in this current interglacial period. And that's really when man started creating civilizations, moving into villages, and then really the last 4,500 years. Because what Al Gore and his ilk need your listeners and viewers to believe is that our current temperatures and the rate of increase in temperature
are hotter than ever.
It's unusual and unprecedented. Those are the two words that they use.
They love those words.
Unusual and unprecedented.
Uh-huh.
If indeed our temperatures today are unusual and unprecedented, then they probably have a pretty good argument that man's causing this. So we need to look back and see through geologic time and over the last several thousand years, have we really seen temperatures like that? And we have. And in the book and in the app, I document that over the last 10,000 years, there were 9 other warming trends that were very similar to what we're in right now. All of them ended with higher temperatures than what we are. So all of them ended up before climate science became politicized. Those warming periods were called climate optima for a reason, because both humanity and the Earth prospered in those warm periods. We're being told just the opposite.
Wow. Well, to the left, it to people shopping this nonsense, it has to be unprecedented. Because if it's not, then your argument that, well, the climate's always changed works against them. Huh. But when they say it's unprecedented, then they've got the thing, well, it's never happened before and we've made it worse than it ever was, which isn't the case.
Yeah, there are many thousands of historical documents documenting crops, various things that showing that these periods of warming were much warmer than we are today. My wife and I traveled to the Mendenhall Glacier in Alaska. If you go there, you can see that during the last warming period, there are trunks of full-grown trees that are now being exposed by the retreating. Think about it.
Wow.
So during the last warming period, those were full-grown forests where the glacier is today that are being. That's just one example.
Now, when was the last warming period?
That was called the medieval warm period.
Okay, yes.
It was called the...
Which they have sort of eliminated now, right?
Exactly. Dr. Michael Mann from Penn State, he's guilty of the ClimateGate emails, hiding data. He created what was called the hockey stick, which erased the medieval warm period. It erased the horrific Little Ice Age. It was... When cold is bad, in the Little Ice Age, half the population of Iceland perished. It's thought that a third of the population of the Earth perished. We're being told just the opposite, aren't we?
Yeah.
Warming temperature will lead to famine and depopulation when just historically, over the last 4,500 years, it's a tremendous correlation between the rise and fall of temperature and the rise and fall of civilizations. If you were Emperor Gray in a warm period, you were pretty safe because you could feed your population, right? If you were Emperor Gray in a cold period and started getting cold, you weren't going to be emperor very long because your subjects would be getting the pitchforks out because you couldn't feed them, all right? And we've just seen in these cooling periods with names like the Greek Dark Ages, the Dark Ages, and the Little Ice Age, we saw famine, pestilence, and mass depopulation regularly. Absolutely opposite of what we're being told.
Yeah, when it's warmer, food grows and becomes more plentiful.
Yeah.
But to avoid that little hang up, they continue to hammer the fact that it's going to be so hot.
Exactly.
That, ice melts, we drown, all of those sea level rise, all of that stuff.
Yeah, one of the fascinating things that's really cool is actually I've got a video on relating the witch hunts of late Middle Ages in Europe to temperature. And we saw once the temperature started dropping, of course, the crops failed. We had famine. People started dying. And they were blamed on weather-causing witches. And actually, the Pope had an encyclical that approved for killing the witches. So they killed a bunch of witches, as many as 20,000 to 30,000 witches burned at the stake, all related to climate change, but in the wrong direction. One of the fascinating things was they started killing, and then about 1,500... It started warming back up, right? Crops came back. Food was plentiful. Well, why did the crops come back? They killed all the witches, right? So we were, but that only lasted for 40 years, and then the temperature really dropped, and that's when the really big witch hunts and killings took place. So again, there's a strong correlation between bad things happening and cooling and good things happening and warming.
And they've kind of staked out the other side of this argument has staked out an interesting position where no matter what happens on the planet, they're right. That makes them right. Whether it's if it's hotter, they're right. It's global warming. If it's colder, they're still right because it's climate change. And it's colder than it ever has been. And now the polar vortex has been forced further south than it ever was. We used to get Arctic cold fronts. I grew up in Montana. It happened every single winter. But now they even point to the freezing cold and snow as evidence of global warming.
Oh, absolutely. And whenever we make fun of them when we have intense cold going, oh, what about the global warming?
Right.
And I get blasted by the alarmists. Oh, well, you don't know the difference between weather,
weather and climate.
Yes. But yet, if it was
every time it's hot,
83 degrees in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on February 3rd, they would, sure as heck, they'd be using that. This is proof of global warming.
Yes.
But we're not allowed to do that. So it's really, and there will never be a debate, maybe not never, but they won't debate someone like me or any other qualified person. Because if they do, they acknowledge that there is a debate. And what they say,
The
debate's over. The science is settled.
Yeah. What could be more fascist than that, by the way? The consensus thing was just something they made up out of thin air. And just started saying it so it became true. There's consensus on this and 97% agreement, and that's not true.
Well, that's not true. I devote an entire chapter in my book, as you know, to that. Mm-hmm. And John Cook that did that, his 97% consensus that everyone references, he would include me as part of that 97% yeah. consensus.
Because you agree that the temperature has risen.
I agree that CO2 increase is uh-huh. due to us mainly, and that CO2 increase has to have a warming effect on the atmosphere.
That's just amazing. But you're a kook because...
I'm a denier. But I just argue
it's not
that
catastrophic.
I argue that CO2 warming is modest and greatly overwhelmed by the same natural forces that have been driving temperature since the dawn of time.
Yeah,
they don't want you to know that. And we were talking earlier. I spoke at an event here not too long ago, and a professor was there blasting me on social media. I said, "Well, listen, I'll tell you what. I'll come and speak to your class. You can blast me whatever you want, and then." He said, I'll no sooner have you as a flat earther. And he says, and I don't want my students exposed to this kind of science. Oh my it gosh. Wasn't that I was wrong. It was that he didn't want them exposed to this kind of science.
How insecure are you with your facts?
Exactly.
If you don't want your students exposed to the other side of the argument.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing. It's fascist is what it is. Now, in your book, you quote National Geographic saying rains that are almost biblical, heat waves that don't end, tornadoes that strike in savage swarms. There's been a change in the weather lately. What's going on? So what is going on? What is the truth about all of that?
Yeah, a lot of what we're seeing about forest fires, droughts, it's just opposite of what we're being told. And particularly, I like to use forest fires as a great example. We see actually the latest National Climate Assessment was forest fires were featured as the climate apocalypse event of the day. The cover and the back cover both featured forests in flame. What we actually find, and this is really what led me into this book, and before we get to that, let's just say I didn't set out to write a book. I set out to seek the truth. And it was that search for the truth that led to the writing of the book. And it was whenever I learned about forest fires is really when I said, oh, my God, if they're lying to us about this, what aren't they mm-hmm. lying to us about? Because I found that the science, the facts, and the data tell me that forest fires are actually in long-term decline globally, North America, America, and California, believe it or not. Even California, the data from CAL FIRE tell us that forest fires have been in decline about 50% over the last 30 years.
In decline?
In decline. Now, granted, the area wow. burned has increased.
Wow.
Which means the okay. each fire is necessarily bigger and probably more intense, but that's not a global warming issue. That's a forest management issue, just like Donald Trump told us. So the Sierra Nevada Conservancy tells us there are 4 or 5 times too many trees per acre than what a healthy forest should have.
Wow. Wow. All right. We'll get into this a little bit deeper with Gregory Wrightstone, author of the book Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know, in just a second. Let me tell you about Optima Tax Relief, though. It's bad enough that your IRS problems may have ruined last year. Don't drag that nightmare into the new year. Well, here's what's at stake when the IRS has you in their sights. Your paycheck, your bank account, your business, maybe even your home. You know better than to deal with the IRS alone. You need expert help, and they're not all alike. Optima Tax Relief is America's number one tax resolution firm. They know that behind every tax problem are honest, hardworking Americans with families, with paychecks, and bank accounts to protect. So engage Optima to fight for you and protect what's yours. You'll be getting a proven award-winning team, a team that can stop the aggressive collection actions and help you put your IRS problems behind you. That's how Optima has saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. You can call and get a free consultation today while you still have options. It's 800-699-6140. 800-699-6140. Optima Tax Relief.
Gray Unleashed.
All right, we've got Gregory Wrightstone here, author of the book Inconvenient Facts and the app that you can use pretty much anywhere. It's just a fantastic little tool for your climate change buddies. One of the things that has fascinated me for a long time is that even Al Gore has admitted, and we have the proof right here, that sometimes CO2 does drive up temperature. But sometimes it's the other way around, right? And that seems to be problematic to me because the whole crux of their argument is that CO2 drives up temperature. But he admitted...
Temperature goes up before the CO2 goes up.
Sometimes that has been true in the past.
the opposite has also been true.
Okay, so you got him. They got him to admit that sometimes temperature goes up before the CO2 does. So doesn't that defeat the whole purpose, the whole argument that they're making?
Actually, it's very well documented that temperature changes first, CO2 follows it. And that's because it's counterintuitive a little bit, because you think that warming oceans would mean that it could absorb more CO2. It's just the opposite. Mm-hmm. Think about that liter jar of ginger ale in your refrigerator when it's cold. You open it up and it just goes. You put that liter jar of ginger ale on your patio table in the summer in August.
All right.
And that's the CO2 that's in there. You open that thing up and it's like a volcano. So what happens is the temperatures of the oceans warm, it expels CO2. That's historically been the case. The alarmists will say, oh, but everything's changed now since we're adding so much CO2. So it's now, it's all the past processes that have been in action in Earth, everything's changed now because we've added 120 parts per million of CO2. Well, I tell you what, if you look at
minuscule.
The big, dirty secret they don't want you to know is that our current geologic period has the lowest CO2 level since the Precambrian, the lowest.
Do they admit to that? What do they say to that fact?
They say it's, I don't think they really address it. That's one of the inconvenient facts that they don't want you to know. The average, we're at a little over 400 parts per million right now. The average CO2 level in the history of the Earth has been 2,600 parts per million.
Oh my gosh.
6.5 times what it is. And even the scariest chart in the book is the last 140 million years of CO2 data. We went from 2,500 parts per million in a straight line down to what I call the line of death. It's 150 parts per million. We got within a whisker of that at the end of the last ice age. If we ever cross that 150 part per million, that's the line where plant life can't survive. And
so
we nearly got
there. You would start into a mini ice age again.
Yeah, you'd kill every plant on Earth.
Okay.
And everybody, any animals that are relying on plant life. That's the line of death, the minimum threshold for plant life to exist. We've seen a tremendous explosion of life on the planet because of increasing CO2. The Earth is greening, thriving, and prospering due to rising temperatures and increasing CO2. And it's not even close. NASA tells us that up to 50% of the Earth is greening. In other words, vegetation is increasing.
Yeah.
Less than 4%, according to NASA. And your viewers can go back and Google NASA and greening, those two words. They go, oh, Wrightstone, you don't know what you're talking about. Go in and see for yourself. It's amazing what's happening. Probably the most amazing thing we can point at like this is the Southern Sahara, the Sahel. 300,000 square kilometers of the Southern Sahara turning into a lush grassland. It's amazing. People and animals are moving back into this. We see the same thing in Western India, China, and parts of Australia, formerly arid desert conditions, greening. And that's a really, really good thing. And the experts attribute it to a combination of warming temperatures, which leads to more precipitation, and increasing CO2, which means plants don't need as much water to survive.
Yeah, we had
prosper.
A press release come out just 2 days ago from NASA that said that, 5% more coverage of a rainforest.
A 5% increase.
Increase
since
the early part of the century. So in less than 20 years, we've grown our forests in this planet by 5%.
Shouldn't that be a front page?
It should be.
Yeah. Editorial in the New York Times.
Yeah.
It will never be. You can believe if it was the other way, if there was a 5% decrease,
sure,
they'd run with that on the front page.
No question.
And more deserts.
Yeah. More deserts. It's just, we see this time after time after time, these things that I call the climate apocalypse events that are predicted. Droughts, forest fires, famine, intense heat waves. They're not increasing, they're decreasing.
Hurricanes,
landfalling hurricanes in the United States are in significant
way
decline.
Down.
Mm-hmm. We see the long-term decline of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
2013 and 2016 were the two lowest numbers of tornadoes.
And they continually say the opposite.
Absolutely. They take every disaster, don't let a disaster go unused, because they need to turn it into global warming. And I think it goes back to, I opened my book up with a quote from H.L. Mencken, who just paraphrase, he said that governments and institutions need to create these imaginary hobgoblins of alarm with which to frighten the population. Because mm-hmm. you need a frightened population to enact things like the Paris Climate Accord. Why in the world would the United States voluntarily impose economically crippling sanctions like carbon tax or this Green New Deal? Why would we do it? The only reason, the only answer to that is that we're sitting on the edge of a climate apocalypse that's our fault, and the only way we can save it is to reduce CO2, when in actuality we see that CO2 is infusing and benefiting both Earth and humanity.
But the problem is they've done such a great job of convincing people that what they say is true, that they're, you know, they're Chicken Little screaming that the sky is falling. And they've done this in our school system, and virtually all millennials believe this, including my daughter, some of my own kids, and I've tried to explain this to them, but they've done such an effective job, it's almost impossible to get through to them. So that's why I'm so happy that you've got this new app.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a geologist, and even my scientist friends find it very difficult to talk about climate change with other people because it's such an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. People get hot and bothered about it. What this does is puts the charts in the palm of your hand. That way, if your idiot nephew at Easter dinner tells you polar bears are going extinct, you can say, oh, wait a minute, Billy, here's a chart of 60 years of polar bear population history. And he goes, oh, well, what's the source? And you can click on the source. And you go, Susan Crawford, the top polar bear expert in the world. Okay, that's a pretty good story. So you can have this information, and empowers scientists and non-scientists alike with well-referenced, well-sourced information that's in charts that are easy to understand. And a lot of these I've created videos, 3 to 4 minute videos linked that you can link to and watch about each one of these inconvenient facts. I think it's a truly powerful, powerful resource.
I do too. It's great.
And if you search for inconvenient facts at the App Store or the Google Play Store, inconvenient facts.
And I think the book itself is a great homeschool source as well.
Keith, I just had a fella out of Galveston buy 1,000 books. Oh. He says, I've got to get this in all of my schools. He's sending one to each of in the United States congressman and saying he bought 1,000 books.
Nice. Wow.
I got another guy, he just ordered 50 books. So I've probably got 15 or 20 people that have bought more than 50 books just to hand out to people.
And what I love about the book is you're clearly not some extremist on this issue. You don't deny that there's no warming going on. You don't deny that some of what they have said has some merit. But you just make a reasoned case that it's not catastrophic, certainly. It's not the end of the world. We don't need to go out and spend $100 trillion fixing a problem like this when it's actually beneficial for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. Again, it's red is white, up is down, left is right.
That's for sure.
It's everything that they're telling us. Just I go back to forest fire. About how absolutely easily it's provable that forest fires are decreasing. And again, I'll ask your viewers, if they're lying to you about that, what else are they lying to you
about? It's a great question. Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts. Look for the app, too, at the App Store. And you can also check him out on Glenn's show coming up, 10:30 Central Time?
10:30.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow on Pat Gray Unleashed.